and it vanishes into a portal right as it's about to hit him, and the government covers it up, and it lands basically where the Roswell crash was. They're making all sorts of illusions here. But the point is that they can effectively stop anybody from trying to make such an announcement. And once they have been stopped from being able to exert this kind of power, disclosure will follow very soon afterwards. So I do think it's going to happen. I think we have not seen the end of this story at all. And there is going to be a rough period. I do expect that there's going to be some short-term difficulties. That's why I do encourage people to take some precautions. Just buy some rice and beans, for example, some superfood like some spirulina. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but I do recommend having some staple foods on hand, some cooking oil, some spices, sugar, salt, some of the basic things that you might want. Just in case there is a disruption, I don't really think the disruption, if it did happen, would last anywhere near as long as they're telling their own insiders it might last. Because honestly, that's why I wrote part two of my China's October Surprise article, where I talked about the management, as I call it. And some people don't like that term, and they say, oh, well, shouldn't they be called the benevolent angelic protectors of humanity, whatever, da-da-da. Well, the reason why I choose the term management is a lot of people have a misconstrued notion about what management's role really is. They think that these ETs, if they existed at all, would stop anything negative from happening, that people shouldn't have to suffer. There shouldn't, you know, we even had somebody writing comments into the blog saying, well, if management is out there, then they got to stop TSA, because if I go through the airport security, they're going to grope me. That's not management's job. Management's job is to make sure that the planet itself doesn't tip over into Armageddon and apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the BP oil spill didn't turn into something worse than it was. Now, granted, there are health problems and there are massive environmental problems that were caused by that, but it did not kill the planet. Just like the swine flu vaccine, people go, oh, my God, they want to kill everybody, Baxter Pharmaceuticals, and and they're going to put this thing in there, and they're going to force you to take the shot, and if you don't take the shot, you're going to be quarantined in a FEMA camp, and oh, my God, it's so horrible. And that was like everybody was talking about it. When the BP oil spill was going on, everybody was, I mean, there were so many articles online, and I'm sure you remember this, where they're saying there's no way to plug it. We're never going to be able to stop the leak. It's going to go into all the oceans in the world. Everybody's going to die in 6 months. We're done. We're over. We're finished. Same thing with the swine flu vaccine. Oh, my God. They're going to force you to take the shot. And when you take the shot, you're going to die. You're going to get this flu, and it's going to make you sick, and you're going to start coughing and puking, and the next thing you know, you're dead. None of these things ever happen. They keep saying, oh, my God, we're going to try to collapse the economy. We're going to destroy the economy. Well, there's never been an economic collapse that affects the whole world. So management's job is to basically keep the planet in balance so that, and I said this in part two, if you want to seek the positive, you can. And if you want to seek the negative, you can. And there's equal opportunity to seek in either direction. So if you want to go around you and look for the death and look for the doom and gloom and look for the paranoia and the fear, you will continue to find real things that are hurting real people, like the TSA groping your groin when you go through security. I was actually wondering if I would get selected. I was not going to do the scanner. I would have taken the groping, and then I would have had a story that I could have told my audience about them grabbing my balls in TSA or something, but it never happened. The management's job is not to stop TSA. I mean, these kind of things, yeah, it sucks. It sucks to be wand raped or to have somebody grab your crotch when you go through airport security, but the reason why we're here is for spiritual evolution. And there are forces that understand that the best way that we crack the shell that we built around our hearts is sometimes through unpredictable upheavals and violation of human rights. So some of these negative forces are allowed to do what they do up to the level that they've been invited. And that's the part that everybody has to look at. The invitation is caused by people focusing on the negative in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually are shaming the people you know, if you're humiliating them, if you are nitpicking all the things that they do and criticizing all the things that they do and finding ways to get them entrapped and then holding them and grilling them and being like, why did you do this? Why did you do that? You need to be more of this. You need to be more of that. All these kinds of behaviors, all these things that we do to control people, to manipulate people, to try to get our will met, that is literally casting a vote for there to be a shadowy group that has power in the world that represents the mirror of what you're doing.
Sure.
People want
Absolutely.
To, you know, I mean, there's probably no area of torment that anybody experiences more of than in a romantic relationship. And from what I'm hearing, people's relationships are as difficult as they've ever been. I hear lots of stories from people I know of. There's a lot of relationships breaking up. I mean, even in the media, you have Jenny McCarthy, who was with Jim Carrey, and she was with some other guy, and she just broke up with him and said that, you know, he couldn't handle her fame. And then, of course, you have the reality TV icon Kim Kardashian, who was with this guy for like 1 week, and she just dumped him, and now she's got another guy. So these are like visible outward signs. And then there's all these other signs that I'm hearing from private stories of people that are going through a lot of turmoil, and the economy is really hurting a lot of people, and economics is a major source of relationships, you know, decaying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really simple. If you want to vote for the New World Order becoming the Old World Order, if you want to vote for the powers that be becoming the powers that were, just be nice. Be nice to your partner. Be willing to listen. Don't try to enforce your will. Be willing to hear the other side of things. Don't be out there expecting that everybody's got to do what you want and that if you have an emotional problem that it's everybody else's problem. These are the kinds of things that we're doing that we feel so justified. We say, these are my needs. I need this. I need that. Well, think about the fact that even if you feel that somebody else is totally in the wrong and they're being petty and they're being ridiculous, if they have feelings and if you're hurting those feelings, you're actually infringing on their free will. You're actually creating a negative karma for yourself. So on the other hand, it's also very important to point out that if someone is legitimately infringing on your free will, you also have the obligation to yourself to take care of yourself and not let yourself be railroaded. So where the fine line of discernment comes in is saying to yourself, okay, is this person actually doing something that's a genuine infringement on my free will? Or are we just experiencing a difference of opinion? And is my opinion something that I'm trying to enforce, even though it's not necessarily the only way that things need to go? So the fine line is like, okay, do I really need to be going after somebody about this? Or am I just doing it because I don't feel comfortable? And I'd feel more comfortable if things were different or if I was getting my way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where a lot of this stuff comes back to. Another thing that I pointed out in my blog, and I want to say again here briefly, I had an unprecedented amount of nasty letters come in when I made this online video conference accessible to people for $77. And they just thought that I was like making gobs of money and that I have some mansion in Beverly Hills. And the reality is that if I have financing, that's good for the planet, obviously. And it's not appropriate for people out there to expect that guys like you, Tom, or guys like me are just going to do everything and we're not going to write a book or we're not going to have a video or we're not going to have products that represent premium quality content that we're generating that people pay for. Because basically, if somebody comes to me and says, I want you to give me all of your stuff for free, that's a person coming with a handgun and saying they want to enslave me.
Mm-hmm.
They want me to work for them without being paid. And I'm sorry, but you can't keep the lights on and blog all day and eat the air. You have to eat something. You have to pay for the electrical to be able to run the laptop. And the more that you start to do things like conferences, you have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to rent the venue. The online events require, as we now are finding out, very substantial infrastructure. It's going to cost us a lot of money per month just to run it, but it will allow us to do video conferences. The one that we did was a failure in the sense that we only got a 4 frames per second video. You can watch it, but you got to basically look at my eyes and not at my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The content is great. I mean, you can listen to it, and it's wonderful, or you can watch it and just kind of not focus on my mouth too much, and it's fine. But we had a problem, and so now we have to fix the problem. So I'm actually hiring people from History Channel to do the shoot for me. In fact, the call waiting that we got earlier was that guy calling me back. So the point is, I don't sit here and collect everybody's money and spend it on myself. I have one car. I have one place to live. I'm not out there going crazy, taking weird vacations and blowing it all on myself. And it's very insulting when people write this stuff in and say that they expect that I should give them everything for free. So we're not going to be publishing most of those letters anymore because it's just not productive. And there's enough people who are telling me, David, we absolutely support you and we want you to be able to not live in poverty. You shouldn't be in a state of despair while you're doing this work.
Well, you know, let me just butt in here, Dave.
Sure, man.
Because we've known each other, I don't know, 2-3 years. And for as long as I've known you, I mean, you have given away so much. I mean, your website is full of free stuff. And kudos for you for charging this, a mere $77 for the kind of information that you're giving out. It to me, it'd be worth thousands of dollars. So,
well, yeah, hey. I mean, thank you so much for saying that. And let's be clear that the Access Your Higher Self, I don't hold anything back. It is a 100% complete teaching. Here's what you need to do if you want to be able to read tarot cards. Here's what you need to do if you want to be able to actually remember your dreams and not only remember them, but then figure out what they mean. Here's what you need to do if you want to be able to do readings. And no one, except we had one person out of everybody who saw that show, only one person complained. And the complaint made it obvious that they didn't pay attention because the things they complained about were answered in the video. This is not generic. This is not just, oh, yeah, you ought to read tarot cards. Oh, you ought to try to remember your dreams. And, oh, you ought to try to listen to the voice inside your head and you'll get readings. This is systematic, comprehensive, detailed instruction, a lot of which is pulled from highly classified secret training programs that allow people to become very psychic that I've heard about that I'm disclosing. And that's part of why I'm making people pay for it, is I don't want to put this out publicly
mm-hmm.
because of the trouble I could get in.
Yeah.
So this is the pure distilled gold. It's like everything that I could give you on how to be able to do what I do, which I didn't even feel comfortable giving people before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to create a legion of people out there saying that they're channeling unless they're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm saying, look, the times that we're in, I want as many people as possible to be able to access their higher self. Granted, a lot of the technique is available in my website if you read through the articles, especially if you go back to some of the older stuff, you'll find a lot of the things that I talk about in this video. But then people are like flaming pissed off and saying, well, if you're going to teach us how to access our higher selves, but you're only going to do it if it costs me money, then F you son of a da-da-da-da, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I mean, we're not talking about a $10,000 buy-in. We're not talking about a $1,000 buy-in. You don't have to pay airfare. You don't have to pay for a hotel room. You don't have to pay a $300 conference fee. All you have to do is scrape together enough money that anybody, even if you have a low-paying job, you can afford it. And it's just astonishing the number of people that sent us vicious letters. And, you know, and so I'm sorry to take this much time, and I'm sure that there's going to be another raft of hate just by me taking the time to talk about this, but okay. I mean, we need to discuss this, because if you're out there listening and you actually feel this is justified, how am I going to be able to help you if I'm bankrupt?
Yeah.
How am I going to be able to continue to give you satisfactory articles if I can't pay the bills to be able to continue to keep the laptop running?
Right.
You know, Richard Hoagland and I were talking about this last week. He thinks that, he was saying to me, you know, people think that you make lots of money when you do this. I mean, none of us are doing more than keeping our heads above water. And it's a very difficult economy. And when you're providing a service like this, it's considered a fringe. People don't need, you know, they don't need to buy your stuff. They can get by without having to buy anything. And so, again, I'm not angry at someone if they have a problem with me charging for content. I do sincerely appreciate every person who listens to my stuff. I sincerely am grateful for all of the people who listen to me and who follow my work. We get hundreds of comments every time I write an article. We get tens of thousands of hits every time I write an article. And the videos that I've done have reached millions of people. And especially now that I'm on History Channel, there's millions more people that are seeing me now. There's probably a viewership of 10 or 15 million people watching that show. And I'm increasingly, there's three different episodes now you can watch me in. There's Underwater Worlds, Underground Aliens, and Alien Tech. And there will probably be more. And I was actually just filmed by another major cable network this past weekend. I had to fly out to Miami and do this whole elaborate thing on Atlantis. So that stuff is happening.
You were talking about maybe some kind of thing on South Beach down there. Just kidding. Just a bad joke, Dave. Sorry. Okay,
you have to
so,
be able to laugh, you know, because it's I really don't think people understand what it's like to get 300 emails a day, of which at least 1-2% of those emails are hateful.
Yeah.
And it's every day. You know, it's like people always comb through my stuff, and every word that comes out of my mouth I have to be accountable for. So, like, I'm aware, for example, that during this radio show that I said the word ass and I said the word balls. And invariably, somebody is going to say, oh, my God, David's using profanity, and that violates my sense of what he's supposed to represent for the planet. You know, so I did that deliberately. I know that I said ass. I know that I said balls. Okay? And I'm standing behind it.
Well, I stand behind you, man. All right, so talking about giving your time and energy, you just did about an hour and 45 minutes or so.
Yes, sir.
And I know everybody really appreciates that, Dave. Hey, we're 2 years away from 2012. Any final comment?
Well, all the stuff we've been talking about so far, it really does boil down to the spiritual growth.
Yeah.
The negative forces in the world have gotten very captivating. I learned about all this back in a college class I took in 1992. I found out that they were, you know, controlling the world and manipulating people and starting wars for no reason except to secure the flow of oil and all this kind of stuff. And I was grateful to have gotten that perspective, because I went through years of obsessing on the Illuminati. And what I finally came to when I got into this Law of One material and then actually used the techniques that are in the Access Your Higher Self online video to be able to get personal, detailed instruction, I can honestly say there is nothing that is ever going to be more valuable in your life than making contact with your higher self. Christians would call it contacting the Christ, or contacting Jesus, or being saved. It's basically the same underlying point. The point is, there is a part of you that is to you what the Christ consciousness was to Jesus. It's out there right now. It's constantly trying to get your attention. It's doing this through synchronicity. It's doing this through bringing the right people at the right time. It's giving you dreams. The dreams are not garbage. They have meaning. But you have to learn the language. There is a language of dreams. I teach the language in my weekends. I teach it in the online seminar that you can download. And once you start to get the hang of it, you realize that there's an underlying philosophical message that your higher self wants you to know. The message basically is, there's only one of us here. It's
mm-hmm.
all one consciousness. The universe is a single, solitary identity that voluntarily split itself into apparent separate entities, which then had their own free will to do whatever they wanted as they make their meandering path back to oneness once again. That initial split created planes of existence, which then differentiated into stars and galaxies, which then give off planets. The planets then have people on them. Throughout the universe, in fact, the human design is not just unique to one galaxy here in the Milky Way. There's a fairly good percentage of humans throughout the entire universe. There's other designs as well, but the point is, the human design is much more popular than you might think. And we are the end result of what the universe's evolutionary path has led to. The human form is the vehicle through which we experience apparent separation from the Creator, apparent duality, apparent loss, misery, sorrow, suffering, etc. What we're going through right now is a vast illusion. It is staged and upheld like a magic show by these beings, and the beings are not only running the show in terms of what we would normally think of as karma that's good, they also have to manage the bad karma. And the way they manage the bad karma is by keeping these Illuminati on a leash, and the Illuminati themselves don't even realize that there is a leash. They actually think that they get to run the show, control the planet, create a new world order, all this stuff, and it's only just now dawning on them that they're going to be defeated. And all this stuff is happening with China now, and they're being systematically shut down. So as this change in consciousness is occurring, the real reason why the Illuminati are being defeated is not because China has ETs with a ray gun. It's because we as a people are evolving past duality and blaming other people and shame dumping our own negative emotions on others and making them responsible for why we don't feel good. We're learning to be accountable. We're learning to be humble. We're learning to actually drop the ego long enough to say, yes, I was wrong. I made a mistake and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to do that. But that's the real work that's going on. If you get all lost in intrigue with Illuminati politics and I wonder what the ETs are and I wonder where they came from, you can get your mind lost in a myriad of distractions. But if you want to know what's really happening, we are going through a collective energetic up-leveling of our own evolution. The energies of the galaxy are transforming the solar system. Global warming and climate change is one small part of an interplanetary effect. I document that very clearly in my weekend workshops and some of the stuff you can watch online, including 2012 Event Horizon, which is a 3.5-hour free video online. Big, big presentation there. So the point is, all of this stuff is changing. The Earth is changing. The warming of the planets is a superficial change, and the real vibrational change is a change in our consciousness. It's up-leveling the way our minds work in the same way that if you have a computer that has a slow operating system, you're not going to be able to run certain software. It'll crash the system. There are certain programs that we can't run in terms of consciousness until our operating system is fast enough to run them. Some of those programs that would crash would include the ability to access your higher self and get direct mental telepathy. But it's a process that can be taught and trained. It's incremental, step-by-step learning. And again, you can practice the exercises that I give you in that online video, and I also give the philosophical points, which are really the core. You don't need to watch the video, because the core always does come back to your level of ethical and spiritual development. That's really what this is about. And the real point is, according to what these various teachings are telling us, the Earth is heading into an energetic transformation. The year 2012 does represent some sort of focal point, and it seems more and more evident now that if we don't already have disclosure by then, we will by the end of December 2012. Mm-hmm. There will be some sort of formal family reunion with our greater family out there in the galaxy. And I believe that where this is all going is that we're undergoing a quantum evolutionary leap that will allow people to take on a form that is described in the Bible and many other sources as being a completely discontinuous energetic evolution. That's why I encourage you to go back and look in Tibet and India, where you can find 160,000 written, documented cases of people going into what the Tibetans call rainbow body, where your body literally bursts into rainbow colors and turns into energy, and you now have what we would call an ascended light body, and that appears to be where this is going. It appears to be that this evolutionary change is voluntary, it's elective, you don't have to go into light body, you don't have to shift into this higher energy, but after 2012, it will become possible to do that. And it appears that part of what these ETs are going to be doing once we have this family reunion is giving us the teachings that will help us to be able to ascend if that's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a major part of this. But again, the interesting point is that although you will be able to ascend after 2012 with the help and the tutelage of these ETs, the world, what it looks like is going on is that the world will have changed so much after we get this formal worldwide disclosure that you will have to work a lot harder spiritually to get the same results. You will have to work harder to be able to ascend after that point if you haven't been ready by then. Whereas now, because it hasn't become obvious, because it hasn't become a situation where ETs show up, and then you might think that you're going to be amazed and blown away for like years and years and years, but honestly, within a matter of a few months, people will adjust to this. They've been prepared for it. This is not necessarily all negative that you have all these movies and TV shows showing you ETs and extraterrestrials and so forth. We're being prepared so that by the time we actually get the announcement, everybody's going to be, I told you so, I knew it all along, da 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 da.
Yeah.
We're going to have fantastic technology, fantastic liaisons, diplomatic liaisons with other races, but very quickly it's going to become the new life that we lead. It's not going to be so outrageous. It's going to become a new life. If you make your spiritual growth now, if you work on this stuff now, if you come through all of the levels of darkness and you learn to trust in love and not to trust in fear, and you can transcend living in panic and terror and paranoia and distrusting people and manipulating people and controlling people, and you can simply become a vortex of light, loving, supportive, encouraging people, giving them a sense of hope, giving them a sense of direction. When you criticize them, you do it in a way that doesn't violate their self-esteem. All of these things can be tools that will make it so that when this energetic shift finally happens, you are in a much better position and you're much more prepared for it, and you can therefore experience this ascension process much faster. If you're not ready for it, you still have time afterwards. But again, the minimum grade that you need to reach to be ready for this ascension process is almost laughable. It's described in the Law of One series that all you have to do is be 51% focused on helping other people, loving people, supporting people, being kind, being generous. Even if 49% of your life is that you're a crass, manipulative idiot, you still are good enough to go if you're 51% positive.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you should write yourself a get-out-of-jail-free card and say, well, let me just make sure that I keep it to the 51, and I'll do the other 49 however I want. I mean, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the more you can strive for higher and higher levels of attainment here, the more progress you'll make. But I'm really starting to see now that one very strong aspect of these 2012 prophecies appears to be that once we hit that watermark where we get the galactic family reunion, we get disclosure, we meet the beings, it's like however much spiritual growth progress we've made up until then, it's like a watermark. It's a fixed moment. And then after that point, we can still grow spiritually, but it's going to take a lot more work because now we have all the incentive and we know the truth. So now is the time. Now is the time. if you really want to be like focused on, okay, what should I do? What's the best thing for me to be doing? The best thing for you to be doing is to seek the heart of the self. Really get down inside your core and ask yourself, who am I? Who are these people who I'm looking at? And transcend, ultimately, if you meditate on enough, you will begin transcending the sense of an ego, the sense of an individual personality self. Your identity does not end with the boundary of your skin to the air. Your identity continues in the people who look at you. It continues in the environment that's around you. It continues in the trees. It continues in the birds. It continues in the clouds. It continues in the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the gorgeous nebula of purple, green, blue, pink colors. Everything in the universe is ultimately your identity. And once you get that, yes, there's a part of you that will recognize, okay, I'm in this body. I have amnesia. I'm out here running Windows 3.1 while the universe is on this crazy advanced operating system you can't even name yet. Your body is like a dummy terminal, and you're built that way because you're supposed to have experiences as an apparently individual self that has its own limitations, that has its own child abuse that it went through, that it has to heal from, your lack of self-worth, your lack of self-esteem, why does everybody hate me, why am I so unpopular, all this stuff. It's all part of the plan so that you have your own little chunk of real estate to work on. You have your spiritual issues. You interact with other human beings, and it appears that they are separate from you, and you hurt their feelings, and then they tell you that really upsets me, and then you have to decide, okay, did I really do something hurtful, or am I just going to say, F you, it's your own problem, what are you talking about, I didn't do anything. This is the working end of the ascension process. It's learning to be loving, learning to be supportive, and ultimately it's a meditation on the fact that the people around you are yourself, and if you help them be happy, you're helping yourself, while also, very important realization, don't let them run your show. Don't let them control you. Don't let them manipulate you, because you have to take care of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big download. That's what all this stuff is really about. Don't get caught up in all the technical details. Don't get caught up in reading all the conspiracy websites and, oh, my God, when are the Illuminati going to be defeated? Oh, my God, when is there going to be disclosure? I want it now, 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 now. I don't have any patience. What you really want now, if you really get down into this, is the now, the moment. Get away from the computer. Walk around outside. Take a walk. Don't worry about these things that plague your mind. Get into the presence of this moment. Get into the consciousness that flows through you as a living, omniscient intelligence. And that consciousness will begin speaking to you if you want it to. You can start to tune in to that silence of the now, and the moments between pauses of your mind will have information in them. It's a still, small voice. It will seem at first as if it's daydreaming or if it's imagination, but it will be there. Because everyone's mind has the higher self in it right now. The higher self is not something that's walled off from you. It's not something that you have to pay me $77 or else you never have a chance to hear it. It's speaking all the time. And all you got to do is listen to your own mind. If you quiet down the ego, you quiet down the part of your mind that's chattering, that's always so worried about the body, and, you know, guilt over the past and fear over the future, the two vectors that pull us out of the present. If you get past that and you stay in the now and you quiet your mind down, then what's going to happen is the thoughts that come into your mind are coming from your higher self. So really, at the end of the day, all you have to do is meditate. All you have to do is seek the silence. And a lot of people misunderstand meditation because they say, well, I don't want to have any thoughts at all. I want all my mind clear of thoughts. If I have any thoughts, that's bad. That's not really what they originally intended it to be. The purpose of meditation is to still your mind down to the point where the free flow of creativity that bubbles up into your mind is coming from your higher self, and you will be accessing your higher self simply by doing that. And the more that we can access our higher self now in today's world, the faster we stimulate our ascension process and the more progress we will be able to make once this 2012 shift happens. And that's the message I'd like to leave everyone with today.
That's good stuff, David.
Well, thank you.
David Wilcock, everybody. DivineCosmos.com is the website. David, thanks so much. Always
Thank you,
a pleasure.
Tom. I want to point out to everybody that you, while you may not appear to be talking very much, something people may not understand is that you hold an energetic anchor. And that, because I don't see myself as just an individual, I see myself as accessing other levels of consciousness. One of the reasons why I like going on your show, Tom, is that the words that are coming through me are coming from your soul as well as mine.
Well,
and I really appreciate that. So
I appreciate
you know,
it.
I'm just sort of like a conference call here.
All righty.
Well, all right,
thanks
man.
Again, David.
Thank you.
And folks, check out his website. He's appearing all over the country in the next few months. And this is Tom Morasso from BornToManifest.com and Mythologic Radio signing off. Peace out, and we love you.
We do love you. Thank you very much.